Harper Audio presents Barbarians at the Gate, written and read by Brian Burrow and John Hellyer. Copyright 1990 and 2003 by Brian Burrow and John Hellyer. Production copyright 1990 and 2007, HarperCollins Publishers.
Barbarians at the Gate, The Fall of R.J.R. Nabisco, by Brian Burrow
and John Hellyer.
Until the fall of 1988, Ross Johnson's life was a series of corporate adventures in which he would not only gain power for himself, but wage war on an old business order. Under that order, big business was a slow and steady entity. The Fortune 500 was managed by company men, junior executives who worked their way up the ladder and gave one company their all, and senior executives who were corporate stewards, preserving and cautiously enhancing the company. Johnson, though, was to become the consummate non-company man. He shredded traditions, jettisoned divisions, roiled management. He was one of a whole breed of non-company men who came to maturity in the 1970s and 80s, a deal-driven, nomadic lot. They said their mission was to serve company investors, not company tradition. They also tended to handsomely serve themselves. But of all the non-company men, Ross Johnson cut the biggest profile. He would come, in fact, to be the very symbol of the business world's roaring 80s, and he would climax the decade by launching the deal of the century, scattering one of America's largest, most venerable companies to the winds. The man who would come to represent the new age of business was born in 1930 at the depth of an old one. Frederick Ross Johnson was raised in Depression-era Winnipeg, the only child of a lower middle class.